In tonight's Wildcats Den, we get to know the sophomore striker for the girls' soccer team in Taryn Childers. Head volleyball coach Christy Jenkins previews the rest of the regular season, and we'll hear from some of the golfers who advanced to the region tournament after their good play in districts on Monday. We go inside the Wildcats Den now, joined by head volleyball head coach Christy Jenkins. Coach Jenkins, last time we talked was kind of near the end of August, start of September, 3 weeks into September. Just take me through. How's the team been playing so far?
A lot better. We're playing more like a team right now. Like we are 14-10. Most of our losses though have come from tournaments. We've went to three tournaments and each time it's been like two wins, three losses. So as far as regular season losses, regular season schedule games, it's just we've only had one loss. So we're continuing to get better.
I know last time we had talked, you said the passing was not where it needed to be. Has that improved a lot in the last 3 weeks or so?
It has, and of course, when you get good passes, you get great hits, you know, so right now it seems like we're working together as a team, and we look so much better. Of course, we played Sparta Friday night, and they're pretty good, and we beat them, but yeah, we didn't let hardly anything hit the floor, so I feel like we're just continuing getting better.
District-wise, you mentioned regular season-wise, only about one loss through that regular season. District-wise, has it been going pretty well? I know last year you guys were pretty successful, and then district-wise this year still going pretty well?
Right now we're 3-0. We beat Cumberland County twice, Stone once, and so we have four ball games left of regular season, and three of those four are district matches. So we'll see.
Kind of down to the nitty-gritty. Well, as you kind of get into those final matches, what are you guys really keen in on in practice to try to get ready for those?
You're going to think this sounds crazy, but we've been putting sheets over the net so the kids can't see opposite of each other. And we've been doing that the last couple of practices just to learn, you know, get them to be, like playing on their toes, like expect the unexpected. So we've been working a lot on things like that.
So is it covering the whole net to where they can't even see where the ball's coming from?
We have been. So the little girls have been bringing sheets from home. So we've been covering the nets up and just practicing that way. But it's really good for them because, like I said, they're actually really – I mean, they're having to work really hard, and so hopefully all these will help pay off in the end.
Does it kind of help their communication and just, I guess, alertness and when the ball – or if they can't see where it's coming from, when they actually can see through the net?
Oh, yeah. They definitely are communicating more. And, of course, we're sprawling on the ground more because the balls are short because they're trying to trick each other because that's the one good thing is my girls are very competitive, so it makes it fun.
Coach, who has improved really well this season for you?
It's kind of crazy. Like, we've had very good players that have come up over the years. You know, of course, Aaliyah Mountain is one of our strongest hitters, and I think she's improved. I think they've all improved. I think my outside hitters, Abby and Lainey, have really improved. My other middle, Maddie Gall, has gotten better. And then, of course, this year we have a freshman, Cora Copeland, and she's improved as the season has went on. And even my setter, her hands have gotten better. So, I mean, I feel like as a whole, our whole group has just improved.
That's what I was going to ask about the team as well. What has the team done a really nice job of since the start of the season until now?
I think that just playing together. Sometimes you have a team where you've got one just outstanding player, and we do have that. But I feel like this year, like they've all really stepped up. And like when you look at our team and when we're really on, I mean, they're all outstanding players, you know. So I'm really excited how the last week and a half has gone for my girls.
Head coach Christy Jenkins with the Livingston Academy volleyball team as we go inside the Wildcats Den. We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by sophomore striker Taryn Childers for the girls soccer team here at Livingston Academy. And Taryn has had a pretty good season so far, over 20 goals, over 10 assists this season. First year starting with the team after moving in mid-year last year. How fun has this year been?
It's been really fun, actually, just getting to know the girls and kind of building a bond with all of them. It's kind of been really fun.
Did you expect to have this good of a year that you've been having so far?
I kind of did. From getting to know the girls and everything and kind of seeing how they are in practice, I kind of expected this to kind of fall out how it did. So, yeah.
Has the chemistry kind of helped you, especially moving in mid-year, getting to know the girls kind of, I guess, through the spring and then getting ready during the summer? Has that chemistry helped you in your play as well?
Yes, it has a lot. Just getting to know them kind of helps me see how they play and see how we can further and like better our team in the future.
What have you learned from Coach Sadler from this season?
I've learned a lot just to get to know my team better and just to have team bonding and have those moments that are really special with everyone and everything.
You mentioned that team bonding. You guys have gone to a couple of different tournaments throughout the state this year. What's your favorite place or maybe favorite field that you've played at so far?
So we went to Gatlinburg not too long ago, and our last game we had, we played on this really nice football field, and I just feel like the moments that we kind of had on that field kind of just kind of showed how true of a team we are together.
Do you listen to music on the way to games?
We do. We drive a bus to our games, and we do listen to music on the way there.
If you had to pick what you had to play, now I'm sure the seniors probably get to choose there, but if you had to pick, what would you put on?
I would probably put on some country music, some Morgan Wallen. It's pretty good.
I can go with that. Now, do you have any unique pregame rituals or traditions that you have to do?
I do not, but like when I'm stretching, I do have a routine that I do with my stretching, so I guess that would be one of them.
Any favorite pregame meals or postgame meals?
I like to drink some chocolate milk after games, so there's that. And then before games, I would say eating pasta.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. What's one thing you're still trying to work on to improve as this season goes on?
One thing that I really want to improve on would be my foot skills in the game. I try to incorporate one or two in there and just kind of help me get in a routine of doing that.
Lastly, as this regular season closes down, you get into the district tournament. What are some goals you might have for yourself, and what are some that you have for the team or that the team has?
I would say just to help my team in any situation and better my team, just kind of mentally and physically, and just kind of get closer together. That way we can hold on, and if anything happens, we can just get through it together.
Sophomore striker Taryn Childers with the girls' soccer team here at Livingston Academy as we go inside the Wildcats' Den. We go inside the Wildcats' Den joined by sophomore Tayshawn Hayes of the boys' golf team, one of the individuals who made it through to the region tournament after playing well at Golden Eagle Golf Club this past Monday. Tayshawn, as a sophomore, did you come into this season with goals of making it to the region tournament this year?
No, I really just wanted to try to get the team there, but as I was making the turn at 10, buddy came up to me and told me I was looking good, and I just thought of it through there, honestly.
You mentioned you had shot 83 to make it through as an individual. What is your personal best this year? Was it that 83, or have you shot better?
I shot an 82 at the Valley, Hidden Valley.
So okay, cool. Close to it. So pretty close to it. Well, take me through your round. What was kind of working well for you, or maybe what could have been a little bit better?
I just got up and down good all day, and the course was real flat, and I just putted real well.
Well, I know talking with both Bryson and then Hallie Ledbetter on the golf teams, you guys have played at Golden Eagle last week, played there Monday, and now getting to play there for the region tournament as well. How nice is it to kind of be comfortable with the course, and how much of an advantage is it as well, just kind of knowing the course in and out?
It's a big advantage. You know how stuff's playing and where it's going always, and you just know where it's going.
Tayshawn, I know you play baseball as well. Got to see you play as a freshman, the DH for the baseball team here for the Wildcats. Is it kind of hard going from baseball into golf? Does it mess with your swing at all when you're kind of transitioning in the summer?
No, not really. I play basketball in between them, so I just take a break, don't pick up nothing, and then hit baseball hard right after basketball.
If you had to choose between the two, which one you got to take? I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you had to take one.
I probably couldn't take neither one. I couldn't pick one. I both love them.
Pretty good at both of them as well. Well, as you get ready for this region tournament and you go through practice this week, what's one thing that you want to do a really good job of come Monday?
Making sure I just hit it well. Like, I just don't want to go out with no regrets. Hit it well and make putts.
Lastly, I just thought of this one. What's your favorite club you have in the bag?
Probably my driver. I was like hitting it far.
That's the one I like to go with as well. That's sophomore Tayshawn Hayes with the boys' golf team here at Livingston Academy, getting ready to play in the region tournament coming up on Monday. Inside the Wildcats' Den is rejoined by football head coach Dale Flatt. And Coach Flatt, I know a tough loss to Macon County this past Friday. And just take me through, what were your thoughts of that game and that region game on Friday?
You know, I thought we'd done pretty good first half. We kind of let down after halftime. Macon County is a very good team. I think they're ranked 10th in the state, and that's kind of what we've been dealing with this year. You know, it seems like everybody that we played, except of Couville, has been undefeated.
Coach, I know you had mentioned kind of that tough schedule. I was looking at it today. It looked like the combined records of those teams is 20-4, with Cookeville being 2-3. They just beat a good Warren County team this past week. But, I mean, what's it been like in the locker room? It seems like the guys are still really positive, even though they're playing such a tough schedule.
You know, they are, and I really don't think that they look at other teams' schedules whenever they go play them. Of course, we do, but I don't think they do. And You know, and I think, you know, you go to practice, and these guys are ready to go to practice. I mean, they're ready to work, and, you know, we're kind of a close-knit bunch, and you know, it's just like practice as usual, you know, whether you're playing the 10th ranked team in the state or you're playing someone else.
Coach, I know Deacon Allred came in that game filling in for what looked like Logan Johnson, who went out early in that ball game. And Deacon played a really good ball game. I know he's been playing on defense a little bit as well. How big was he just kind of coming in and filling in a spot that he doesn't normally play in?
Well, Deacon usually plays linebacker on the other side, but I had several come in whenever Logan got out. And I'm trying to think. I had Jackson Bowles in there for a little while. Then I had, after that, I had Drew Goolsby was in there for a while. And then actually I put Lachlan Hammock in the middle and moved Drew to the outside. And we'd done that for a while. And then, of course, Lachlan, he hurt his neck a little bit, and he was out at the end of the game. So then I put Drew back in the middle, and I put Jackson on the outside. So we do a lot of switching around, and I take care of both inside and outside linebackers, so I can move them from one place to another. I've got a lot of our players are used to playing maybe outside, or they're playing in the middle, and I try to keep them there. But you know, sometimes if we have to move, I try to do drills with them that work with both inside and outside, and that way they're ready for both.
Coach, well, looking back at the film against Macon County, what did you guys notice, and what are you guys working on in practice this week?
Okay, this week, you know, Jackson County runs just about the same thing as Macon County does. So, you know, playing Jackson County, actually, as far as defensively for us, we're working on the same things, you know, the same defensive scheme. And that a lot of times they run out of a wing tee. Sometimes they go to a spread. I have seen them go into a dead eye and just a single eye at times, you know, with other teams. But I think their bread and butter is the wing tee. And of course, you know, we've been going up against that since York. So we're getting pretty used to that now.
Short week this week in practice with the Thursday game as well. How does that change things for you guys? Does it just kind of bump everything up a day, or do you guys take a day off?
We try to squeeze things in. It's pretty much what we try to do. I worked on a lot of our kicking game at the beginning of practice yesterday. We done defense yesterday. We watched film yesterday. Today we'll go over offense. I'll do some more kicking game today. Tomorrow is usually a walkthrough day, and we'll still walk through, but we'll go in shoulder pads and shorts, where usually we just go in helmets and shorts, and we do that for the reason, you know, we'll have to go some defense, we'll have to do some offense, and we will have to have some contact. We're probably not going to tackle and things like that, but we'll still have some contact. So it'll be a little, I guess, elevated practice to what a walk day would usually be, I guess.
Honestly, Coach, Logan Johnson, he went out last game. It looked like he had some ice on his left leg. You mentioned Lachlan Hammock, a neck injury. Are they better this week? Well, what's an update on those two?
They're sore right now. They're both going to be able to play on Thursday night, but they're sore. I think I just talked to Logan a minute ago, and he was talking about his knee being stiff and things like that. So they're recuperating. They're getting better. They'll be ready to go on Thursday. Lachlan, we had him, I guess, about 50% yesterday at practice. And I think he'll be fine as well. He's just a little sore as well. It was his neck that was hurting him. So you got a neck and a knee, and like I said, it's not a real serious thing, but it's things that they're trying to take care of right now and get ready for.
Good to hear that it's nothing serious. That's head coach Dale Flatt with the football team here at Livingston Academy as we go inside the Wildcats Den. Welcome into the Wildcats Den. We're joined by senior golfer Hallie Ledbetter, and Hallie advanced with the girls golf team here at Livingston Academy to the region tournament after playing well in the team playing well in the district tournament this past Monday at Golden Eagle Golf Club. And Hallie, I'll start off. I know personally you said you didn't play too well, but as a team you guys played well enough to get through. How nice was it to, as a team, get through into the region tournament?
Well, as a senior now, I realize how important it is to get to regions. Following years, you know, I wasn't as nervous walking up there, turning in my score and finding out, like, oh, I may or may not go to regions. But when I found out, of course, I was just ecstatic. Everything was just so nerve-wracking when I turned in my scores. So I was just super happy for me and the other senior that's getting to go to regions this year. So that's fun.
Did you guys have aspirations of making it through to regions as a team this year, or is it something that you guys played pretty well and maybe not necessarily a surprise, but just kind of a cool thing to get through?
I mean, of course, every year you expect to go as far as you possibly can. Me this year, I've, you know, improved over the past few years. So I, of course, had expectations to go to state, and I'm sure the other two girls on the team thought so too. Going to regions is a big deal, no matter, like, how bad you play, of course. But I'm sure we all expected to go to regions this year. It was kind of sad that our boys didn't, of course, but a couple of them did, so at least we made it through. And that's all I can say. We made it through, and now we've got to just play better on Monday.
Well, take me through your round. You mentioned didn't go quite as well as what you had wanted it to. What maybe went wrong that you'd like to get a little bit better at before you play Golden Eagle again?
I did a lot of three putting. If you don't know what that means, that's nothing good. I tried to keep it as low as I possibly could on putting, but I think my putting is really what killed me, and that's what I'm going to be working on probably the rest of the week.
How nice is it? Is there somewhat of a comfortability factor playing at Golden Eagle? You guys played there last week, played there Monday, and going to get to play there this coming Monday, and you had mentioned it kind of close enough to go and practice at it as well. How nice is that, just to kind of have that comfortability factor?
Honestly, it's amazing that we can just go there. They have an open range. We can just hit on the range if we don't feel like playing the course. But I feel a lot more comfortable playing there, especially since I've played there since seventh grade. It's like my second home course. So playing there is a big deal for me, and I think that if I use it to my advantage, I should be able to get through to state.
Obviously, the goal, make it to that state tournament. How cool would that be for you and the other girls as well?
I mean, it's a really, really big deal, of course, but ever since my brother went to state his sophomore year, I mean, that's just been the biggest goal of mine, as of everyone else's, but going to state would just be the best thing for me, especially in golf. I mean, I've worked hard enough at it to where I think I'm to the level where I should be going to state this year, so I think it'd just be awesome.
Senior girls golfer Hallie Ledbetter getting ready to go into the region tournament coming up on Monday.
Here are the games and matches we'll be covering from the Wildcats Den. The volleyball team is back in action tomorrow at home against Stone Memorial in a big district matchup. They'll get Cookeville on the road on Monday. Cross country will be in Cookeville for the Burnett Invitational this Saturday. Girls soccer travels to Baxter to take on the Bees tomorrow. They'll get DeKalb County on the road on Tuesday. Finally, the girls golf team will compete in the region tournament in Cookeville on Monday. Two boys golfers in Tayshawn Hayes and Bryson Fletcher will compete as individuals. Follow the latest Wildcats sports at ucsportsnation.com.
Welcome into the Wildcats Den as we're joined by senior golfer Bryson Fletcher. Bryson moved on after the district tournament this past Monday at Golden Eagle Golf Club. And Bryson, you were just telling me you shot 74, got into a playoff, and ended up placing fifth in the tournament. First of all, congratulations. And just take me through what was working well for you in the round on Monday.
Well, we started off really good. I was two under through five or six holes, actually, and then on seven. Hit it in the fairway and then missed the green a little bit and made a bogey and kind of took my self-esteem down, but I got it back. I made a birdie on par long, got back to one or two over, and I was one over going into 13, made a pretty long putt, and on 15 I was feeling it coming off the tee box. I hit it out of bounds, but I still got away with bogey there, and went on 16, made par, made a double on 17, hit it out of bounds, and then failed to get up and down, made bogey on 18.
So kind of just that closing stretch that did you in, but still moving on into the region tournament after placing fifth in the tournament. You and Tayshawn Hayes, a sophomore on the team as well, and you guys have played at Golden Eagle. You just said you've played in the last couple of weekends. Going to get it to play it again coming up on Monday for the region tournament. How nice is it? You've already been pretty familiar, but especially here, just kind of in recent times, getting really familiar with the course.
Oh, yes, especially for me, playing a course many times, and like I live in Hidden Valley over here where our home course is, and I bet I've played 10,000 holes over there, and it's just nothing to go and play and play good, and you don't even realize you're doing it. And I'm getting like that when I go to Cookeville and play now at Golden Eagle because I'm used to playing it so much, which is nice.
Does it seem like the intensity ramps up a little bit once you get to district tournament, and then especially once you get into the region tournament?
Yesterday morning, when I first got there, I was the first tee time. There wasn't as many people there, which I could tell. Yesterday when I got done, everybody was around. It kind of, you could tell it's different.
Well, obviously there's some younger players on your squad, and Tayshawn being one of them that made it through with you. Have you tried to maybe take him under your wing a little bit, and what's it been like playing with him, and what's it going to be like, I guess, playing, not necessarily alongside him, but taking him to the region tournament coming up on Monday?
Tayshawn's definitely one that I'm more close with out of all of them. I don't know why. Tayshawn's close to me, and I just always talk to him mainly everywhere we go. I talk to the others too, but he's the one. We're always together before we play, and we're always talking. And I'm proud of him. I can't believe he finally done it. I always give him a hard time, but he can do it if he wants to. He can do it.
I know for you, when we had talked earlier in the year, you had goals of making it to the state tournament. You're one tournament away of doing so. What's going to be one key that you want to try to do a good job of coming up on Monday to get to that state tournament?
I know what I'm going to say, and my dad would agree with me, is keep it in bounds. Don't hit it out of bounds. That's the one.
Makes it pretty simple. Sounds like the rest of the game has been working pretty well for you. That's Senior Bryson Fletcher with the Livingston Academy Boys Golf Team getting ready to play in the region tournament coming up on Monday.
The LA football team will play tomorrow night at Tom Davis Memorial Stadium against the Jackson County Blue Devils. Wildcats fell in last year's contest on the road 21-0. The Blue Devils this season are 1-4 and have only scored 9 total points, with their lone win coming against Sail Creek 7-2. The Blue Devils have also played one of the tougher schedules in the state, with the likes of Clay County, York, Sequatchie County, and East Nashville. For the Wildcats, their offensive firepower could be too much for the Blue Devils to handle. Can their defense step up and keep Jackson County out of the end zone for the 5th time this season? Pre-game coverage right here starts at 6:30 tomorrow night. Thanks for being with us in the Wildcats' Den.